I'm Marisa Waddell with you on Issues and Ideas. There's something appealing about writing. So many of us are working on a novel or a screenplay or a poem or simply a daily journal. And lots of people make a living writing, or they want to make a living writing and want to learn from folks who do, so much so that events like the Central Coast Writers Conference have been flourishing for years. I'm here today with Judy Salamaca, who is a writer, best known for her column with the Tribune and as director of the Central Coast Writers Conference, now in its 28th year. The conference is coming up on Friday and Saturday, September 21st and 22nd at Cuesta College. Welcome to you, Judy.
Thank you, Marisa, for having me.
And joining us on the phone is this year's keynote speaker and instructor, Jack Grapes, who is an acclaimed poet, playwright, publisher, actor, author, and teacher. And welcome to you, Jack.
It's a pleasure to be here. And could you just tell that to my wife so that maybe she'll treat me with a little more respect around the house? I keep telling her I'm an acclaimed poet, but I still have to take out the garbage.
You know, I think that's something that almost all of us have to do, Jack. I hate to break it to you. Well, I'm going to start with a big question for both of you. What is it about writing that is so appealing?
It gets to the soul. It identifies who you are and enables you to put down your thoughts, your dreams, your hopes, and it's invigorating. That's what writing is for me, and participating with the Central Coast Writers Conference and hanging out with people like Jack is also so inspiring, so invigorating, that they are influencing us that don't write professionally to write more.
Jack, what's so appealing about writing?
Well, when I think about it, I think about those cave paintings in the prehistoric caves in Altamira and Lascaux in Spain. And, you know, we all remember the pictures of the bison and the deer that these prehistoric human beings painted on the cave walls. But the one that attracts me the most is some person, a man or woman, put his palm, his hand, against the cave wall, and putting some of the paint mixture in his mouth, he sprayed it around his hand. So when he took his hand away, there was the picture of his palm print. And that's an interesting thing for someone to do, because your impulse would be to make pictures of the world outside, the bison, a tree, a river. But this person was bearing witness, saying, "I was here." Mm-hmm. And that palm print is a way of saying, "This is me. I was here." And I think people who write, whether it's fiction or memoir or novels or screenplays, I think on some very elemental level, they're bearing witness and they're saying, "I was here."
Judy, you're giving the opportunity to so many people to say, "I was here."
That's correct.
At the Writers Conference. And again, this is coming up in September. There's such a variety of classes that you're offering. Everything from workshops for teens about how to prepare now to fulfill a dream of writing, to a full boot camp about travel writing. Can you just give me some highlights from the conference?
I will. For 28 years, the conference has remained smaller than many conferences in order to be an up-close and personal conference. And diversity from life story, from memoir, from poetry, science fiction, novel, just about any genre that one is looking to write. Also, we have representatives, professionals that are coming in from all over California and from New Mexico this year in order to teach the craft. And that is also part of the workshops, is not only specific genres, but also specific areas within writing, like point of view, like editing. We also have agents that will be here. We have three agents that will be reviewing those manuscripts that are, and people that are at that point where they are looking for their agent. And it's for anyone, as you said, for a beginning writer, a wannabe writer, or somebody that's already accomplished and well-published. And I like to also say that it is the most affordable of the conferences in California. For less than $179, you're exposed to the 15 faculty members that we have, all 35 workshops, and sitting and rubbing elbows with these people that have already made their mark.
This is KCBX Public Radio. I'm Marisa Waddell on Issues and Ideas. My guests are Judy Salamaca, the director of the Central Coast Writers Conference, coming up September 21st and 22nd at Cuesta College, and Jack Grapes, a poet, a playwright, author, teacher. Tell me a little something about this teen series that you have going on.
The teen series was started about 10 years ago, but really in about 3 years ago, PG&E invested in scholarships for teens. And we can offer up to 35 teens in the county to come and experience exactly what the rest of the adults are coming to experience. Plus, we have two workshops that are specifically designed for those teens. We don't allow adults to even go to those workshops. They're specifically for them to learn how to write.
What are some of the events or workshops that you're most excited about personally?
We haven't had life story and memoir for some time. And we have Barbara Abercrombie coming in that wrote the book on how to write your life story and teaches at UCLA, where Jack actually taught too. And
yeah,
I went
know Barbara. She's terrific.
She is wonderful. And then, of course, our boot camps. I'm very excited about the boot camps because not only do we have the travel writers that are coming in, as you said, from New Mexico, that take people on experience tours and teach them there what to look for, how to write it, and how to get it published. And they're going to be doing that Friday and Saturday in Cayucas on Friday, doing experience tours that the Cayucas people have put together for us just as a template for an example of how to focus on your travel writing and get it published. And then, of course, we have the guerrilla marketing and self-publishing boot camp by Carla King, who is the expert. She's been doing this before it was fashionable to do e-books and EPUB, and she has the book on self-publishing. So,
and Judy, if I'm not mistaken, I think besides my keynote speech, I'm also doing two or three workshops in my method writing program.
Absolutely. So we just, it's so varied, and I think, Jack, that's what Marisa wants to talk to you about.
That's right. Jack, I read a comment from someone who called you, bar none, the best writing teacher in the country. So you've inspired at least one person.
I'll take that.
And you've developed an approach that you call method writing, inspired by Stanislavski, and it focuses on finding the inner voice. Why is your approach so successful?
Well, I think it's successful because I've developed some techniques and concepts that work. There's so much about writing that people focus on very abstract ideas, inspirational tips. While there's a great deal of inspiration at the core of what I do, I'm really teaching people exactly how to find your voice, how to deepen the voice, how to manipulate the voice so that you keep the reader hooked and you write something compelling. And all of this comes from not only my studies through method acting and teaching improvisational theater and being in Second City for years, but also from my involvement in sports from the time I was a young boy, where you have to learn specific things in order to master tennis or hitting a golf ball or something like that. And I began to realize that I could take the gist of both method acting and sports and put them together in a way with actual specific techniques that really go to the heart of how to find your voice and how to manipulate it. Because for me, I'm not focused on genre. I think all the genres, memoir, novel, fiction, nonfiction, travelogue, all of it is linked by the writing, not by the structure or even the story. It's about writing. When someone says, what are you, and you say you're a writer, you don't say, I'm a plotter. I make plots. You say, I'm a writer. And that means that you put the palm print of your heart on the page. And as William Faulkner said, it's all about the conflict of the human heart. And that's what I try to get to, but I try to get to it in method writing in a way that is specific, it's teachable, and it's doable.
So you're teaching a couple of classes at the Writers' Conference. By the way, this is KCBX Public Radio. I'm Marisa Waddell on Issues and Ideas. My guests are Judy Salamaca, who is the director of the Central Coast Writers' Conference coming up September 21st and 22nd at Cuesta College, and Jack Grapes, who is a poet, a playwright, publisher, author, teacher. And Jack, you have a couple of classes that you're going to be teaching at the conference. One you have titled Using the Transformation Line to Access the Deep Voice. What is a transformation line?
Well, you know, it's really hard to say what it is in a few sentences, but it's a technique that I've developed over the years that deals with a certain kind of sentence, usually a sentence that has I in it, you know, that is it's a personal statement, a personal sentence. But I show people how to deconstruct it so that they can use it as a stepping stone to go into the deep voice, what I call the deep voice, because finding your voice is only the first step. The next step is the writing has to be compelling, and it has to come from what I call the deep voice, that intimate kind of connection that all good writers have with their readers, so that if the reader is reading the book on a crowded train or out by the beach, they feel that they're being spoken to directly and personally and intimately. It's kind of a magical voice. So the transformation line is a series of techniques and steps to teach the writer how to use that to then go into their deep voice. And that's about as much as I can say about it in just a couple of sentences. It's also very good for unlocking safes.
Unlocking safes?
Yeah, so in other words, if you break into a bank and you want to get into the big vault, you just take out your transformation line and boom, you'll be in.
It's my memory that I want to unlock and all those wonderful experiences. So hopefully it'll do that for me as I listen to Jack.
Well, and I was going to ask you, here you are putting this conference on. You're working hard. Do you get to take any classes or enjoy the conference from the participant perspective?
I'm a flitter, so I go from class to class to get a feel for what's happening. And sometimes I linger longer in some of the classes.
Well, thank you so much, both of you, for joining us this afternoon on Issues
Thanks
and Ideas.
For having us.
Judy Salamaca and Jack Grapes talking about the Central Coast Writers Conference. Before we go, Judy, I'd love it if you would give us information about the conference itself, how to get more information.
The conference is at Cuesta College in San Luis Obispo, www.communityprograms.net is where you go online and see everything you need to know about the conference and how to register.
Okay. And Jack, if somebody wants to find out more about you and your work, how does one do that?
It's a simple website, www.jackgrapes.com, and that's grapes plural, like the grapes of wrath, or they can go to www.methodwriting.com. Either one will take you to my website.
Okay, thanks so much, Jack Grapes and Judy Salamaca.
Thank you.
For Issues and Ideas, I'm Marisa Waddell.